Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of I Do, I Did, I Don't. I'm Lori Wood. I'm here with my partner in crime, Steve Fatula, and we're here to talk about all things divorce today.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome. We are nearing the holidays. It's that time of year. And I was just wondering, I hadn't asked you this, have you noticed like more calls, less calls? I know that in family law, there's a kind of a rhythm.
Yeah.
You know, people like to see if their spouse gave them the right gift for Christmas, or they just tried to hold their family together through the holidays. It's been my experience. The calls are a little less, but sometimes not.
I think the ones we're getting are a bit more emergent. They need now. They don't have now. Holidays are amongst. They can't resolve and people are freaking out.
Yeah.
So I think maybe the quantity of calls is a little bit lesser as we're getting into the swing of kind of Christmas shopping and holiday shopping, all that stuff. But I think the calls we're getting are, I need things now. I need things immediately. So-and-so kept the kid last holiday and this is what's happening now.
So, you know, I didn't even think about that. There's a lot of custody orders that sometimes during the holidays, people panic, people do things, and it's a stressful time overall. You add any issues in the household, issues with co-parenting, issues with fighting spouses, and it just can push someone over the edge a little bit.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing, for whatever reason, we're just kind of surrounded with death right now, too. Got a lot of clients passing and opposing sides and personal side. It just seems 2024 has been I'm ready for 2025. We'll put it that way. 2024 100%. Is just kind of coming in, punching left and rights. And
it's not just us that we've talked about. It seems like everywhere you turn, 2024, it just says, you know, we've been through a lot, or they've been through a lot, or they've been dealing with this. And it just seems like anything, and I'm not challenging you, universe, but anything that has
please
could come has come.
Yeah. And it seems like, cause we're pretty open with our clients and
correct.
Have good relationships that go beyond just giving them straight advice. And it just feels like everybody is kind of like, this year is tiring. Everyone looks exhausted. Everyone feels exhausted. And I think there's just never a break. Like I don't think 2024 has had a break from one stress to the next with all the voting things that at least calmed down. Like
And thankfully, it wasn't going to be, it didn't turn out the way everybody thought. Everybody thought the world would be in chaos and there'd be riots and uproars. And thankfully, that was peaceful. Yeah. But the chaos that has come, you don't see coming, but it's been consistent. You get through that and then you're like, okay, I have a second to breathe. And no, whap, right in the face.
Yeah.
It's just been strange.
Didn't see that coming. It's been a lot of those in the cases have kind of continued where we're seeing what's going to happen, but you still have a lot of people that think that, you know, everyone's going to behave because of the holidays. And weirdly enough, if you're going through separation issues, divorce issues, custody issues, the holidays don't bring out the best in everybody. If anything, it's probably the worst. Everyone's grabbing at what's fair for them. Everyone's ignoring the kids. You know, it's.
That's the hardest part.
Yeah, that's the hardest part.
Kids involved. It's just, is there a case that comes to mind that stands out, or is it just what you've seen over time around this time?
I think it's probably both. I mean, we've done this long enough that most of the people we're working with, I would say that our clients are always right and always best.
I would agree.
But I think, you know, if we generalize this a bit more, the holiday seems to be when people are grabbing on to, I don't know, they
anything.
Think what they deserve or what the other side doesn't deserve. And everyone's fighting over the eye and the kids are kind of just turned into ping pong balls back and forth. And, you know, most of these kids that, you know, we engage with children to some degree, they're okay with two Christmases. Like, it's weird at first, but they're okay. It's the parents that can't get over these things. Like, you know, December 25th being Christmas, it doesn't really matter to a child if they get two of them.
Right.
And they don't seem to have the problem. And it's not 15 years ago, which is a weird statement, but split families are common now.
So it's more common than the rarity is a family that's intact.
Correct. So this idea of sharing holidays isn't as polarizing as people kind of put it to. And I think that everyone kind of needs to put this in the context for the kids. And that's what we're all supposed to do. But, you know, practically it's not really what happens, but what we should all do.
and agreeing with you that our clients are always right and the best. You know, it's they're operating out of emotion and unfortunately they're being quite selfish and their egos are getting involved. And a kid like my grandson doesn't have an idea in his head if Christmas is on Tuesday or Saturday. He could care less.
No presents.
And if he gets Santa to come to his house twice, he already thinks that the county fair, which happens during his birthday, is a fair that's here just for him each year.
And it is.
It is. That we're not going to tell him any different.
Correct.
And so they lose sight. You know, sometimes you are so pissed at the other one and you want to hurt the other one so bad that it has nothing to do with waking up with the children. And it's a sad thing to say. But, you know, you can act however you want towards another human. In my, do whatever you want in a breakup. Don't kill or harm. I'm not suggesting that. But once their kids involved, you have a responsibility to do better.
That's the toughest part of this. You really have to put all this stuff aside. And we've seen people work together wonderfully. And then, you know, we've seen the ones that use holidays to incite a one-up situation. And I mean, I'm sure the kids are happy they're getting extra gifts, but at some point kids are kind of gifted out too.
Yeah. And they just want happy parents.
They just want to stop.
And they want attention and love. You know, I've had people want me to serve their spouse on Christmas or their birthday, or one of them was in the military and they wanted me to do it on 9/11. And my answer has always been no, but it's
my answer is not always no.
Really?
But it's a lot of times no.
Interesting. Well,
there's times that big statements need to be made. And there's people that need to be made against. But generally speaking, we are not setting things out to destroy people.
Right. It just added an extra punch, I think. And I agree. Sometimes it needs to happen. I wasn't going to be the one to do it, but I'm a softie.
We did one time track down someone on Christmas and serve them at the hotel they were staying at. Because they had dodged us for like 5 or 6 months playing games where they would set up like meetings and not be there. So we tracked them down and got them literally in the lobby of the hotel they were staying in San Francisco.
Wow.
And Merry that Christmas. One, I was just like, you know what? You deserve this.
Yeah. You set this up.
This was a waste of everyone's time.
Just the fact that somebody's in a hotel for Christmas is kind of sad.
It was, you know, not the best of scenarios, but it is what it is. On some of these things. But generally speaking, there was somebody that called and said that we had served him like for 3 years in a row on his birthday. I had no idea what he was talking about.
No, we don't serve anybody typically for three times.
Yeah. And I was just like, he's like, well, you did this. And then it was like the adult child in a contested parent divorce. And I'm looking going, I don't even know you, guy. Like, I promise you, I don't know your birthday nor care to serve you on this day. If it happened 3 times in a row, that's almost comical. I'm like, because there's no way we planned this.
No.
I was like, but if you think we're diabolical, all right, we'll take that today.
I'm trying to think of what kind of case service would happen once a year.
I couldn't tell you because he's
probably getting a trust fund or something. And every year he gets older, he gets a letter about it or something.
Yeah, it was something where it was like, I don't think that happened. But I'm just like, we're not going to get into like a...
Well, what are you going to say? Is it worth arguing about?
If it happened, okay. If it didn't happen, I also don't care.
I think that's a lesson right in itself. Is it worth arguing about? If somebody says something to you and you don't agree and you express that once, but it doesn't get through, do you walk away? Do you keep it going? Because a lot of times that starts the stress, starts the problem if you have to keep going. I mean, you just said... You weren't going to argue with them, even though you didn't do it. It didn't hurt you any just to go, okay, if that's what you believe, that's what you believe. And you walked away and left it alone and probably didn't think about it till this moment.
I think I walked away because I didn't have an answer then. Like,
right.
In my head, I'm like, I don't think that happened. But I don't know. I don't care. Like, it did nothing to me. I don't know.
That's the thing. It does nothing. You can either sit and fight, make the problem worse, and you're not going to get your point across.
Yeah.
Or you can just go, I don't care. I just don't care enough to have this conversation.
I think that's where we've gotten. 2024, I don't care.
Yeah.
About most of the conversations people want to engage. It's like, look.
I give zero.
Does it do anything? Most of the stuff doesn't do anything. It feels like, you know, you're arguing with kids half the time.
Yeah. It's just. What's the point? You're either going to get yourself flustered and spend 25 minutes wasting your time when you can move on to something else. And it really has no impact on your life.
And it, most people, it has no impact. Like, they're just angry for things they just, especially now. That's the other part of this. COVID changed so much in my mind on how people's behaviors are accepted. And, like, the shittiest behaviors seem to be ones where just, like, it's okay.
Expand on that.
Well, I feel like people are, like, just assholes during Christmas. Like, this time where everyone's supposed to be nicer.
Right. No, it's not happening. People are punching each other for a toy.
People are just, like, worse and worse and worse. And you're driving like, everyone's just driving. Everyone's just driving me nuts.
I was got hit by an elderly lady in the parking lot.
Right. And it's just, and you just kind of go, okay, it's Christmas time. And then you're like, what the hell's happening? But I think COVID created, like, this thing where, one, people are easily excitable over everything.
Fear.
Yeah, fear is probably the biggest piece of it. And then we just kind of go, okay, and walk away. And it's like, I don't know. I think people's behaviors have changed for the worse during COVID. I think the after effect, I think with a lot of the people we deal with, it's just the worst. Customer service is the wrong word, but like general, I don't know, manners. Manners are gone, maybe is the way to explain
manners,
it.
Manners, compassion, empathy, care.
Yeah, it's just crap.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crap, and it's...
Now, it's interesting that you feel that COVID did that, and I feel that it shifted things and certainly changed the world. I always felt that social media and people kind of isolating themselves and being, what do they call those, keyboard warriors and...
Yeah, that's
all that stuff. And then when you take away the small amount they did socialize with COVID... It just impacted it. And people have gotten just antisocial, angry, absorbed in this crap where they can just say whatever they want, whenever they want. And the manners and the etiquette and the actual care for other human beings. What happened to the golden rule? What happened to the basics?
What happened about please and thank you?
Right.
Like, I mean, it's maybe COVID's the wrong spot. I think COVID just put like a marker in my mind where I can think back to COVID and go, it seemed better before that. Now people seem like assholes now. Maybe it's getting older. I don't know. I had an issue. I think
it certainly exacerbated an already growing problem.
I'm sure the social media crap adds to it. I still can't figure out why that exists. I think we've turned that into just stupid. We've just all become so goddamn stupid.
Yeah, I can't lazy even. On, like, I just don't. Like, but the weird thing is I used to post for my business on social media and random things, but mostly I use it to see pictures of my grandbabies.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do too. And
that's it.
Makes sense.
And then I stopped posting when I came here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people reach out thinking I was dead because I didn't post.
You should be like, yes, I am dead. This is
I just story. Thought that was the craziest thing. And what's even crazy is if you block somebody or don't like something, how much of a riot it can incite or how offensive that is. I don't understand or even know that I'm being offensive. Clearly, by not liking people's posts, I am. But it's gotten silly.
It's gotten silly. And you know, those people won't ever tell you, hey, this hurt my feelings.
No, but they'll tell everybody else.
Yeah, that's how you'd find out.
And that's the problem. Because then that anger's carried and it's spread. And then views of that person are changed.
Oh, yeah.
And we as people are just grumpy all the time.
It feels like all the time. And it's like I had a conversation with my daughter yesterday. And this is where the social media crap drives me nuts. She got some picture from school. It was like a apply for a scholarship scenario. Okay. That's what it was. And I was like, well, tell me about it. She's like, well, I'll show you the picture of it. I'm like, well, just tell me about it. No, I'll text it to you. We're sitting in the car. And I'm like, just freaking talk. Just say what words are in your brain and don't use your phone. And literally she pulls her phone up, gets the photo, puts it in my face. And I'm
driving.
Yeah, that part was dumb. And I'm just like, I'm not looking at your phone. You will explain to me what you are looking at, what you want to talk about, why you want to do this thing, why it's beneficial to you, and what your concern is, or we're not talking about it. And then she had to like reflect on why. And I'm like, because at some point you need to stop this. And it's like, she's not 18, but she's not going to get there with this mindset of, I'm just going to, no, you're going to talk to people. We're not going to have you be like everybody else that has the inability to have a conversation anymore.
That's 100%.
It drives me nuts.
It's inability.
Yeah. It's fear to talk to people. Like, how crazy are we?
It's this damn phone thing. I remember when the phones were attached to the house and you had that cord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ours stretched through the entire house and the poor cord was stretched, you know, within an inch of its life. And we had an answering machine. You weren't on the phone at the grocery store. You weren't on the phone when you went for a walk. You weren't on the phone when you did this. Now people bring their phones to business meetings and they're texting. My daughter and my son-in-law will come over for dinner and I'm running around the house with the grandbabies, which I love. I look up, my daughter and my son-in-law are on their phone.
Yeah.
You're having dinner at my house. If I took my phone and did that at my father's house, he'd smack that phone right out of my hand. I mean, that's just it.
The right, I don't know. It's the right, that's the right answer.
Right.
It just is. It sucks. But like, we have to go backwards. There has to go backwards.
Because where we're going forward is terrifying.
Yeah. You can get packages faster. There's your high five. You got packages faster.
That's like that.
Right. But like, Jesus Christ, we can't talk to people.
I can build a bridge with Amazon boxes.
Amazon's created a need that everyone didn't know they had.
Right. It's the instant gratification. Mm-hmm. But we have no ability to interact or connect with people.
No.
And we just don't care, or we're overly sensitive, or we're supposed to look this way or think this way or be this way. And so we're so damn scared to just be ourselves. It really sucks.
You know what I saw this morning was an article. I didn't read it all the way, but I liked the title. And it was like the D Kardashian-ing of America. Like, it's going, the pendulum is finally swinging away from that mindset and that behavior and that appearance. And it's such a refreshing read. But I was like, thank God. Like, it took way too long to get to this point where everyone's like, wait a minute, this is stupid. It's like, yep. And the hope is that maybe we can bring people back to, like, you know, caring about things and not just having it
that aren't superficial.
Yep. God, it'd be nice.
I think that would be amazing. My mom, God bless her, used to watch the Kardashians.
Ugh.
And she was early 70s. She passed when she was 74, still very young. But she would watch the Kardashians and I'd go over just to be with her and I'm watching this show. And I'm just like, it's mind numbing to me.
It's mind numbing as well.
And there's one episode where they're on vacation. This beautiful family vacation in this amazing, I mean, you could imagine the island, the luxury villa. Sure. The views were incredible. So I'm focusing on the views. Mm-hmm. And here is, I think it was Kim. All she did throughout this incredible family vacation was snap selfies. Then she hired photographers to come in and take more pictures. And by the end of the vacation, she told somebody she had taken 3,045 pictures. I'm not sure that's the exact number.
Yeah.
But that's all she did. And I thought, do you look around you? I mean, and maybe it's because they can go anywhere and do anything that the scenery didn't matter. But what was missed and what opportunity was to be had on that trip with your entire family in that beautiful place? And all you can do is take pictures of yourself. I go, Mom, what are you doing? She goes, I like Chloe. So that's been my experience with the Kardashians. I mean, I will give it to them as far as business, that their mom, as far as a business person, hugely successful. Now, how do I feel about her doing that with her children?
I was going to say.
And I won't use the word that comes to mind.
I'd say pimp would
be. There it is. Close. That's the word. But, you know, strong, successful women. Just who am I to say that I would have, I don't know, that selfies aren't. It worked. What am I? But I love the D Kardashian.
Yeah.
That's huge. I think they've ran their course.
Get rid of the OnlyFans as being an occupation plan. I'm seeing that people are making upwards of $40 million a year. Like, we are going to encourage people to never think again, which is not.
People don't want to go to college. They want to be influencers.
And at some point you go, they're just professional basketball players. It's the same thing where every kid wants to do that. Do you really want your kid to aspire to do that? Like, that's where we four girls. Hell no. No, you would be set for a while. Absolutely right. Yep. Make money, but absolutely not. Let's do anything of value to anybody else. It's unfortunate how much that is becoming the world.
Oh my gosh. I mean, there is somebody who jumps over things that makes $130,000 a month. There is a woman who sits and eats tremendous amounts and makes $1 million a year because people watch her eat five pizzas in a sitting. She's not a large girl either. Small.
I don't get it. I mean, we are all just so miserable. We just want to watch anything not mind-numbing.
That's it. Nobody wants to think.
It's just, we all just want it over.
Yeah.
It's like, we need to figure out a new mindset.
You're 100% right. It's interesting. Sometimes I'll go home and it's been an exhausting day. Mm-hmm. And I will just want to put on something on TV where I don't have to think. Mm-hmm. And then I started noticing that I'm doing that a little bit more, a little bit more. There's a lot of things to be done.
Sure.
And then, you know, I've got a health situation going on in my family.
Yep.
This morning I got up and I'm like, man, life is short. And when you get to the end of it, and it could change in an instant.
Instant. Yeah.
And when you get to the end of the road, are you going to say, well, I watched a lot of Kardashians or I surfed the web a lot, or are you going to want to see the sunrises or the scenery? And this morning I just decided I wanted to see the scenery.
I think that is phenomenal. We might get heat today.
That's exciting.
Little things that you
see, we're creeping towards 2025 and it's going to be a great year coming up.
That's too funny. Sorry.
That's okay.
No, I think that is the mindset that I told you about, the guy that I'd seen on Facebook that was selling hot sauces, and his whole mindset about just being in this effectively this RV and just living on effectively tops of rock, not rocks, but like
cliffs
and stuff. Yeah. And doing that so that he could just wake up to the sunrises and thinking how empowering that freedom felt.
Right.
And like, and then you read it and there's this balancing act between having a job and then doing that. And you kind of go, what, where's the right answer? There's no right answer, but man, it was envious to go, that's kind of cool to wake up and look at.
But that made you think. It's just like when you told me about the client in Belize who touches the ocean every day.
Yeah.
That had impact on me. I went home and I'm thinking, now I don't want to move away from my family and I've still got work to do here.
Sure.
But I'm like, that's what I want, that peace, whether it's by touching the ocean every day or I find another way to get it. Mm-hmm. I'm now searching for that balance.
And I think that's the answer.
Yeah.
And I think that in my mind, I think it's water as well. Like I need it.
Yeah.
Within a walking distance, and you don't get it where we're at here in Roseville, but. You know, that's, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they say that this is a prime area because in an hour and a half, you can be at the ocean, or an hour and a half, you can be at the mountains. But on the daily, it doesn't do you
correct. Much. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with here. I'm not.
No. It's my home. But yeah. Just if you wanted to reach out and touch the ocean, like the guy selling hot sauce mm-hmm. or the woman in Belize, that's a very different vibe, a very different life. I think people. We have to go to work. We have to pay bills. We got kids. We're tired. When we get home, we have to cook dinner. We have to do mm-hmm. the da-da-da. We have to do all the adulting. So yep. When and where. But if you add up how much time you spend on social media, maybe that's the win.
That's the part that I think is the value. I don't remember what our topic was for today, but I think that's the end of it.
We kind of rambled, but some some true stuff and some good points were made, I think.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure that we're not the only ones that feel this way.
I think pulling it back to the divorcing world, it is looking for the balance and looking for the positive and not needing everything to realize that it's not everything is not needing to be a fight. You can resolve things and get 50% instead of 51 or 49 or whatever the number is and never fight about it. That's at some point a healthy win.
Right. And if you're not fighting, you're more peaceful. So if you have to be selfish, then internalize it that way.
Yeah, that's a great point.
You know, it just, I think we've gotten very sensitive. I think we've gotten very removed from each other. I think if we could go a little bit backwards and not only be kinder to other people, but be kinder to ourselves and really think about what's important before we dig our heels in.
Yeah.
And with that... I guess we'll sign off till next week when we come up with another topic that we may or may not stay on.
That's fair. I think we almost stayed on.
We almost stayed on track. Minutes. We hope you enjoyed it. We always have fun doing it. And if it inspires, helps, or just gives you a little bit of a chuckle to start your day with, we are grateful. We will see you next time. This is Lori Wood and Steve Petula with I Do, I Did, I Don't.
See you guys.